A question that's asked every year, Parshas Toldos, is how could Yaakov Avinu, the Ish Emes, Titein Emes LiYaakov, how could Yaakov be involved in something so deceitful, tricking his father? Many wonder why is it not a violation of Midvar Sheker Terchak? However, it seems Yaakov Avinu had a different pasuk in mind, a different concern on his mind, why he was hesitant to engage in this masquerade. After Rivka gives him the instructions, Yaakov says, "My father might feel me." Notice the deception. Vehevesi alai klala, and I'll bring upon myself a curse, below bracha. What curse is Yaakov worried about? He really thought his father would curse him when he finds out he tricked him? What's this curse? So we'll get to that. So the Medrash comments on this pasuk, what was Yaakov worried about? One of the curses in Parshas Kisavo, and Hargrizim and Harevel, they had blessings and curses. And one of the curses in Kisavo, Arur Mashke Iver Baderech. Curse is a person who leads astray a blind person on the path. A person who stumbles and trips up a blind person. Yitzchak was literally blind. And Yaakov was preparing over here to lead his father astray, to put on clothing and hair and fuzz to trick his father. Yaakov was concerned about this arur, about this klala, about this curse for one who leads a blind person astray. Which is reminiscent of a pasuk we have in Parshas Kedoshim, a formal mitzvah, lifnei iver, lo sitein michshel. A person is not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. The Sefer Achinuch, Mitzvah 232, in Parshas Kedoshim, quotes in the Sefra all about this mitzvah of lifnei iver, not tripping up a blind person, and one element of the avera is missing, a blind person. Chazal understand the pasuk has nothing to do with being physically blind. No eye challenges. It's about giving a person bad advice, the Sifra says, or a person who leads a person to temptation, to do an avera, to stumble in the spiritual sense, to stumble in a financial sense, to give a person bad advice, or to tempt a person to sin. Sefer HaChinuch says that's what it means, lifnei iver. The Minchas Chinuch points out, it's unusual that the Sefer HaChinuch following Chazal say nothing about actually tripping a blind person. And the Minchas Chinuch wonders, would it actually be usser, based on this pasuk, to literally trip a blind person? Whereas the pasuk in Kisavo says to trick a blind person. Chazal there also, Rashi in that pasuk in Kisavo also says it's about leading a blind person astray, means a person who is ignorant or innocent, and you give them bad advice or you tempt them. Not about a blind person, it's about a simple person. And many of the Achronim write that in Achanami, this pasuk has been taken completely out of its original context, and you would not violate this Avera for tripping a blind person. It's not a nice thing to do, we don't recommend it. But it's not this Avera. Minchas Chinuch is so bothered by that. How could it be? Chazal have an expression, Ein Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto. You could darshan a pasuk to add more layers of interpretation, but to completely uproot the meaning of the pasuk, very strange idea. Minchas Chinuch quotes the Mishnah Lamelech before him, who says maybe the pasuk in Kedoshim, the Avera is only for bad advice or tempting someone to sin, but the curse in Kisavo also applies to actually causing a blind person to be confused, like Yaakov was doing over here. Again, Rashi in that pasuk in Kisavo also says it's talking about giving bad advice. Rashi Chachma in Parshas Kedoshim works very hard to explain to you how the literal interpretation is part of this pasuk. He thinks this is the makar, this is the azhara, the avera against digging a bor b'shus harabim. For those doing Daf Yomi right now, it's very relevant. But Yaakov Avinu seems to be concerned about this curse. And Rivka's response is not, don't worry about it, there is no curse. Her response is, Alai kilalascha b'ni. Your curse is on me. There is a curse, but it's my responsibility, she says. The Vilna Gaon points out another idea, that perhaps with Alai, she was telling Yaakov, there is a curse. Your curse will be Ayin lamid yud Alai. Ayin for Esav, lamid for Lavan, and yud for Yosef. You are going to suffer as a result. You are in violation of tricking a blind person in the very literal sense. You are doing something wrong, but, and you're going to be cursed, Esav, Lavan, and Yosef, terrible trouble throughout your life, but it's worth it. Apparently, to defeat evil, to defeat Esav, stop him from getting the bracha, and for Yaakov to get the bracha for his children, it was worth suffering all those personal tragedies in his life. We see people in this day and age who are sacrificing themselves for personal tragedy, Rachmana Litzlan, for the purpose of defeating evil and getting bracha. That's the midah Rivka was telling Yaakov. Sometimes it's important to sacrifice. There is a curse for leading a blind person astray. We should be zochet to have brachos for our children and peace for Am Yisrael.